Most
on
definitely.
Log Talk Radio.
Okay. Thanks, brother.
Some days are weary, and you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely,
with no one to say.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Hello? 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 It is Sunday, March 18th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network, God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, how you doing tonight, sir?
Blessings to you, doctor. I am excited. You know, we had that week off, man, and every day I was wishing it was Sunday, you know. it's something about this show that just fills me up, and not having it just didn't seem right in my life. But I know sometimes you gotta get a little rest in there. But I'm glad to be back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. And we have a special guest today, Brother Deacon Maurice Davis. Hey, amen. From week before last, I enjoyed having him on, and I asked him if he would come back. And welcome, Brother Deacon.
Good evening.
If you need prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can also tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show at 646-787-1798. Again, it is 646-787-1798. And, man, I always like to open up the show with a word of prayer. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this appointed hour, for what you are doing in our lives, what you have blessed us with, and what you're going to give us, what you're going to bless us with. Father, we just thank you because we love you so much, Father, that we give our all unto you. I ask right now, Father God, that you will bless this network as we all work diligently, Father, to bring a word to your people. We ask that you will take us higher and higher. Bless every host, Father God, everybody who works behind the scenes to make this show and all the other shows. We just thank you, Father God, that you have given them the wisdom and the insight to be able to pull together a show, Father God, that, to entertain and to uplift and to root out, Father God, and to bless somebody. I ask, Father God, that you will bless Brother Hakim. I know Satan is attacking his body, Father. Satan is coming at this brother left and right. But I release peace on his life. I release blessings upon him. Breakthroughs and healing, Father God. I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will touch him in a special way. Build him up, Father God. And let it be known that it all comes from you. So that we may all praise your name together. I ask that you will bless Sister Michelle, Father God. Whatever it is that she's dealing with, whatever it is that she's going through, that you would see her through, that you would touch her family, that you would lead them and guide them. Bless, Father God. I ask that you will bless Deacon Maurice. Bless his family and keep them, Father God. As he is mourning the loss of his father, wipe the tears from his eyes. Touch him in a mighty way. Lord, we need you now more than ever to show up and to show out. Now I ask that you will bless me, Father God. Fill me with the right words to say to your people. I love you, Father. I give you all honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I am excited, happy, and full of joy, and I hope you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. As always, I like to give out homework. This week, I want you to search out the word prayer. Search it out in the Bible. Prayer. Google it. Prayer. Ask Alexa voice, what does prayer mean? And throughout all of the information that you find, I want you to take that information and hide it in your heart. As you find scriptures on prayer, I want you to hide those scriptures not only in your heart, but use them in your everyday life. Prayer changes things. Prayer, when you pray, you're giving it over to the good master. When you pray, you're saying, God, there's some things that I need to talk to you about. And there are times that we pray just to give God the praise. But I want you to look that word up, prayer, and see what the word says about prayer. But not only that, I want you to live out this scripture, the scriptures that you find, for a whole week. If the scriptures say that somebody prayed earnestly and it did not stop until God blessed them, that means that's what I want you to do. If it says that somebody got up in the middle of the night and they started praying, that's what I want you to do. If it says that their soul was sorrowful and they fell to their knees and they asked God, they prayed to God for God to remove a certain thing from their lives, that's what I want you to do. Let this week be a week of prayer for yourself and for somebody else. Remember, sometimes we are the only Bibles that people read. This testimony period I want to speak on, it's something that's been brewing in my spirit. Praising God in all places and in all times. When you praise God, you release blessings, breakthroughs. You overcome situations and circumstances, things that would normally hurt you and take your life. You find that they can't touch you. Throughout everything that Israel did, when they were right with God, before they went into any battle or any mission, the choir stood up and praised God. They sung hymns and songs unto God because they knew that if they praised God just right, that spirit would come in and overshadow everything and would make sure that there would be nothing that would come up against them. I'm asking you to praise God in the midst of the situations, to praise God during the good times, to praise God during the bad times, to praise God in season and out of season, to open yourself up, to at all times to have a praise on your lips. I'm a living witness that when you praise God, great things happen in your life. What Satan meant for bad, God turns it around for good. When you praise God, you can be like Daniel down in a lion's den, where they just knew that the lions were going to consume your flesh. And guess what? Because you praise God, those animals fell right into subjection. And they became harmless as doves. Somebody is being made to bow down to some idols. And when you praise God, though they may try to kill you or burn you or throw you in the furnace, guess what? Not even your hair will be singed. It's time that we praise God at all times and in all places. Stop praising God only in your secret place. It's time that we start praising God out in the open. Don't be afraid to show your praise. Somebody needs to see it. Brother Hakim and Brother Deacon, last week I preached over at one of my mother in ministry. I preached at her church over at St. Peter's CME Church in Flint, Michigan. And I preached so hard that I lost my voice. My mother in ministry, her name is Reverend Diane Beverly. St. James Church is also there with St. Peter, amen, under the guidance of Reverend Llewellyn Jones, amen. Two of the top pastors that I've ever met, two great pastors. If you are in the Flint area and you're looking for a church to call your own, they will welcome you with open arms. But I preached so hard that I lost my voice. And I tell you what, the Spirit of God was so high that I felt him Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I was so full of the Spirit. Brother Hakim, he set me down. He said, no, doctor, you need to relax a bit because we need you to be healthy. Thank you, Brother Hakim, for seeing that.
My pleasure.
True blessing, doctor. I am just overjoyed and overwhelmed to have this show today. And I pray that somebody is blessed by the words that we speak. Brother Deacon, I would ask that you would open us up with a word of prayer.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I would ask that you would open us up with a word of prayer.
Father in heaven, we'd like to, excuse me. Father in heaven, we come to you, Father, this day, Father. Father, we come to you asking for forgiveness right now, Father. Father, we come to you looking to the hills from which cometh our help, Father.
Yes.
Father, I ask you just to touch this show right now, Father. Lead and guide right now, Father. Dear Father, I ask you just to touch my mother right now, Father. Father,
yes.
Let her know that heaven had no earth that heaven can heal, Father. Father, touch her right now, Father. These are our blessings. I ask your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We're still praying for you, Doctor. We're still praying for you. Still praying for you. For a few minutes. I would like to touch on a subject. Whose side are you on? The scripture will come out of the book of Joshua. Joshua 24, beginning with verse 11. And it reads, "Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent a hornet before you, which drove them out from before you. Also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves, which you did not plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the gods or the gods of the Amorites, which in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want to stop there, but I want to back up as to why Joshua said what he just said to the people. Let's build a bridge. The story of Joshua is quite compelling. The book was written between 1200 and 1170 BC. Joshua was a man, a boy, who lived in bondage. He was there in Egypt during the oppression, where Moses came along and told Pharaoh to let his people go. Joshua was amongst the people. Joshua had an anointing about him that Moses saw. Joshua was one of the young men that Moses depended on. In fact, Joshua was sent out as a spy to look over the land in which God had given them. Joshua and another man by the name of Caleb returned and said that there were giants in this land that God had given unto Israel. The people were afraid of these giants and wanted to run back unto Israel, unto Egypt. Joshua and his friend Caleb said that we are to trust in the Lord, that we should not run from anything, because our God is bigger than anything of this earth. Brother Akim, you've seen the Ten Commandments, and you've seen where Moses stood before the great sea, and he lifted up his arms, and the water pushed from side to side, and this whole generation of people walked across dry land. Well, Joshua and Caleb were among that generation and were the only two of that generation to reach the promised land. God dealt with his people for 40 years because of their sin and fear. The story of Joshua is an amazing story. I look at Joshua as a spiritual mentor, because Joshua can speak to the heart of any young preacher coming along. Joshua also, as Moses went on to glory, God told Joshua to prepare himself, because Joshua would be the new leader. Joshua in his told God that he did not want to deal with this stick-necked group of people, because he's seen how they treated Moses. And if they treated Moses, if they griped them to me about Moses, then what are they going to say about me? I don't want to deal with these folks. My favorite scripture throughout the whole Bible comes out of Joshua 1:9, and it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified nor dismay, for wherever you go, the Lord your God is with you." These words comforted Joshua. He had to deal with a group of people who had nothing but issues and drama coming upon him. He was reluctant to take this spot, but he knew that if he held on to God's unchanging hand, that God would see him through. There's somebody right now who's dealing with an issue, who's in a situation, and I'm here to let you know right now to hold on to God's unchanging hand. You may be reluctant to pray because you've prayed all before and nothing has ever happened, but I challenge you to pray just one more time and see what God will do in your life. Getting back to the story, Joshua was a strong believer in the saving power of God. Throughout his life as the leader over Israel, he went through many battles, even dealing with Jericho. God saw him through. God did some miraculous acts in his life. And as he became of age, as he got to the point of his life where he could do all that he did for God, he brought the people together and urged them. As Joshua became well advanced in age, and he saw how the people were some people over here were serving God, while other people over here were serving pagans, where some people over here didn't even care about what God, and he saw all these groups of people who did not care or was not on one accord, and he pulled them all together, first the leaders, and he urged them to remember what God had did in their lives. To remember, he reminded them that God was the God that saw them through, that it was God who brought them through everything that they went through, even though they thought that at times that they may fall down, but God saw them through. He said, do not worry yourself about anything else, but you ought to praise God. But I'm here to let you know, Joshua did something great. He called all the elders, all the people, Israel, together. And in his farewell speech, he told them to choose on this day whom you will serve. If you're going to serve the gods of yesterday, or if you're going to serve the God in the here and now, do what you will. I've brought you thus far. I've had my covering over you all this time, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm asking somebody right now to choose a side. When I think about choice, I think about a man named Jesus. Jesus had a choice. He chose to take on the form of man, to come in a form, to be wrapped in flesh, to come down, to leave his godly place, to serve man. He chose to lift man up. He chose to bless man despite of. He chose to heal the sick. He chose, he even chose to get on the cross, to give up his life for us. He chose those who came up against him, but he chose to bless them instead. Choose this day. You've been battling and you've been going through all your life. Choose what side you want to be on. You've been dealing with addictions. You've been in and out of jail. You've been doing all these things your whole life to stop God's progress. But choose on this day whom you will serve. And as the people, to wrap up this story, the people chose to follow God. But we all know what happened with Israel. It was an emotional roller coaster. One minute they up, they down, they up, they down. But choose. You see, I'd rather choose a God that keeps me on the up than choose some paganist stuff that keeps me down. You see, Satan understands. He knows your future, and he would love to keep you down in the dirt. He would love to keep you down in the muck. He would love to keep you down where nobody will see what God is doing in your life. But I'm here to let you know right now that I will serve a God that says that I can walk on water, that I can walk on the things that have no weight, that have no foundation. I choose to serve my Jesus. I choose to go into battle with him. I choose to be laughed at, to be mocked, to be scorned, to be beaten, to be spit upon. I choose. You want to talk about a big spotlight? I can't go nowhere without somebody saying something about me. But guess what? I choose to serve my Jesus all the days of my life. And even if it meant my life, I choose to serve. I choose this side of the mountain. Let us talk about something for a minute. There's an old saying that says that the grass is not always green on the other side. Our presiding elder and pastor spoke this morning, and he said, you know, Satan can make things so pretty for you. Satan can make things so nice for you. You can wrap it up into a nice gift and make put a little pretty bow on top. Sometimes, y'all, we can jump off that fence that God has us on and jump down into that green grass and don't even see the thorns that's right there and step right down on the thorn. The thorn is hidden within the grass. Choose the right side. I'm here to let you know right now that God is waiting for you. God wants you to be the head of your house. God wants you to be the man that he's called you to be. But you have to choose if you're going to serve the God in the here and now, or if you're going to make money your God, clothes your God, your car your God, your motorcycle your God, anything that you find pleasure in, your God. Choose the right path. Choose the only path. Choose the righteous path. And only this path leads to everlasting salvation. And it is through Jesus the Christ. Choose what side you will serve. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Open up your spirit to receive God's word. God is trying to reach you right now. God is knocking at your door. God is saying that are you ready to choose me? Are you ready to let me in? Are you ready to do my work? Are you ready to be my servant? Are you ready for me to be your God? Choose what side you want to be on. For as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will open up the floodgates of heaven for somebody, for anybody, and for everybody. Because I know where my blessings come from. And if you want to be blessed, if you want to see what this side of life is all about, then I urge you to choose life, starting right now. Choose to open up your heart to God. Choose. Thank you. Thank you, God. There's somebody right now. You've been dealing with some issues and some situations. God is saying, I have already pulled you out of it. Choose. Sometimes, y'all, we like to wallow in the dirt. Poor me. I don't deserve it. I've been dealing with this for a long time, and it's not going to go. Choose. Somebody's been dealing with a sickness. Choose. There's healing for you in the word. Somebody's been dealing with mental illness. Choose. Start praying and give your life over to God and see won't he move that spirit that's tormenting you right out the way. Choose. You've been in a bad marriage for a long time and you want things to be refreshed and renewed. I dare you and I challenge you and I urge you to get into your Bible and let your life be the change. Choose. Your finances have not been in order all your life. You've been robbing Peter to pay Paul for Zebediah. Choose a God that has it all and see won't he fix it for you. You know God been tugging at you. You know you in the midst of idol worship, paganistic stuff. You know that you are that God is not happy with your life. You know that it's time to stand in the rightful place that God has called you to be in. You know where God wants you to be. Choose which path you want to take. God is calling you out. God is calling you home. Choose. Aren't you homesick? Choose. Return home unto God. Whose side are you on? Will you serve God, the gods of yesterday? Or will you serve the God that says, I have all things for you if you choose my side? I pray that you've been blessed by this word. Somebody needed to hear this today. Choose. Choose your side. Because if it's not Jesus, you're on the losing side. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Brother Hakim, do we have anybody on that would like to give a word or a prayer request?
Yes, we do. I believe we have Brother Darius on. I'm going to bring him in right now.
Amen.
Good
evening.
Welcome to
the Jubilee. Good evening. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair, sir.
Yes, I enjoyed your sermon, and I was when you were preaching about your sermon, I was thinking about what we talked about a few weeks ago about the young people in Florida leading.
Yes.
And I said that's their foundation. Like if you got the faith of a mustard seed,
amen,
everything's going to be okay. And within a few weeks, I think this past Monday or Tuesday, I've seen all these young kids across the country marching. And you said,
amen,
that God is calling for the young people.
That's right.
And now,
that's right,
I think the big march is coming to Washington, D.C. It could be more. Said even
God,
they even make the rocks cry out.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
And God is doing a new thing. God is touching our children. And you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I said, you know, it's amazing that God that Satan is attacking our children, but I see what God is doing. God is calling out that remnant. He's calling out that group that he had waiting. And God is about to do a new thing. A new praise is about to happen. It's time that we get on board, that we choose a side. Thank you, Brother Darius, for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I saw this new news article on my Facebook page about the father in Euclid, Ohio, near Cleveland. His 4-year-old daughter passed, and he was in the courtroom crying. and where they had to set the mom and the other boyfriend in court for the hearing. But I felt so bad for that father, and I said, I just want to go through there and just give him a hug. Said everything is going to be all right.
Amen. Amen. And you know, it's not easy losing a child, a parent, a friend, a loved one. It's not easy. It's not easy, but this is where we as a church have to come together and wrap our arms around those who are hurting. Wrap our arms around those who are feeling the pain of loss. We have to be there for them. Because if we're not there, you know, do you know after the funeral and after the food and after the family time and when people are left alone, that's a real lonely time. And people may call you for a week or so, and then after that they seem to forget about you. But that's when they're needed the most. That's when you're needed the most to show God's loving and blessed hand on people by being there for them at all times and in all places, and to call their phone so much until, guess what, until they get tired of seeing you call, but they know that you love them. And we have to remember that that's our duty. That's part of our duty, is to love on some people, to help people, to be there, to be a shoulder. Amen?
Amen.
Mm. Thank you, Brother Darius.
You're welcome.
Amen. Brother Akim, do we have anybody else who...
Not at this time. We have quite a few people listening tonight. If you want to get in on the air and speak to the pastor, please press 1 on your keypad, and we'll be happy to put you through.
Amen. Amen. I have, while we're waiting, I do have one of our listeners from Canada, amen, Brother Stevie. He asked me to lift up his wife, Laura. Over there, there was a teacher strike going on, and they're all praying for a renewed contract, amen. And let us lift up the Myers family right now. Father God, we just thank you for Brother Stevie and his wife and his family. Brother Stevie is a wonderful person, and his wife is a wonderful person. We ask that you will bless them, bless their family, bless the schools, Father God. Let this issue be resolved. Let the contracts be resolved, Father, so that the children can get back to learning. And we ask that you will continue to bless their school system there in Canada, Father. Touch in a mighty way, Father God, and let both sides come out happy, Father God, and let it be pleasing unto you. And let somebody lift up your name in the midst of this chaos. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. This is your time. I always set a time, a time for the, for you, the people, to give feedback and to offer if you need prayer. This is your time.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're here for, to pray for you. Is there one?
No one's pressed it yet, but I did want to I was hoping that you could expound on something. During your sermon, you addressed how folks oftentimes find themselves idol worshiping, you know, people, places, and things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in my experience is, as I learned, that people do it, don't even realize it. It's almost
mm-hmm.
like a reflex. Could you touch base on that a little bit more? Because there are a lot of people who put more love and care into things than actual putting that love into a spiritual direction, or even to their own, you know, to humankind. You know, they love
mm-hmm.
their things more, you know. Could you just touch on that a little bit more?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, what I found amazing about this life is that people and before you know God, you will find yourself worshiping things of the world. People, it's easy for them to worship the things that they have that brings them comfort, such as money, cars, clothes, houses, and because it brings them comfort. Everybody that has that worships money, they have people that flock to them. Sometimes they use that money as their god, and they like people to see them with it, and it brings them comfort. Their cars they're new and they're fabulous and they're fast, and that brings them comfort, and they serve that. Before you know God, you find that anything of this world, you want to hold that tight to you, and it brings you comfort, and you think that that's your god, and unknowingly. That is your God. When you are outside on Sunday morning shining up your car where you have not been in church to give God praise, that is your God. We find that to be exactly what God said. Do not put no other gods before me, for I am a jealous God. The first commandment. So the things of this world, and it goes back to exactly what happened when Jesus was in the wilderness. And after Satan had tried to tempt him three times, and he said, all this I will give to you if you bow down and worship me. All the things of the world he would give him if he bowed down and worshiped him. So the things of the world can quickly become our gods if we're not careful to give praise and to turn to God who gives us all of these things. You see, I'd rather serve the God who gives me the blessings instead of praising the blessings themselves. So giving unto God who gives me everything, that's where I want to be. I don't want to deal with the idols, because it's easy for us to fall into that path. But when you fall into it, it's hard to get out of, because you see that as your only comfort, as your place where you need to be. And God is saying, I gave you all of that, and I can take it away from you, because I giveth and I taketh away. But that's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unknowingly idol worship.
Yep.
Unknowingly. And then there are times that we know about it. We can't go around serving, having statues, little statues of angels and saints, and think that that's going to do something for us. God controls the angels. God sends the angels out. Every saint that's in the Bible has gone on to glory. You serving saints and calling on angels to serve you, rather than serving the God. Or calling on the God that sends out all the messengers. Whose side are you on? God is calling us to remove that idol worship, that pagan worship. The stuff, you know what I loved about it? That's exactly what Joshua was saying. Joshua seen a generation in Egypt who could not take their eyes and their minds off of Egypt. You see, Egypt had a sun god, a dirt god, a water god, a fertility god, a wind god, whatever kind of god you could think of, they had. They dealt in sexual immorality. All of these things that was feeling good to the body. We even see as when Moses was up on the mountain, they made a golden calf and they danced and they had orgies and they worshiped this golden calf. Because that's what they did in Egypt. You see, God is calling us to remove the Egypt out of our minds. And to focus on the promised land that he has given us. That promised land is Jesus, flowing with milk and honey, riches and blessings. Choose whom you will serve.
Well said, sir. Well said. We have one more caller. We have about 3 minutes left for the show. Let's try to get him in.
Amen.
Here we are.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Hello. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Oh, hi. It's the Major calling you.
How you
doing? I'm fine. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Doing good.
I was just calling just for like a general prayer over my family, over life itself, and just a prayer just to be asked to bring myself closer to God again.
Hold on 1 second, caller. The pastor just got disconnected. I'm waiting for him to dial back in. I apologize for that.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Pastor Dante, if you're there, press the number 1. So there we are. Here we go.
Okay. I don't know what happened right there, man. Amen. But how you doing, Sister Nasia?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Do you have a prayer request or anything?
I do. I want like a general prayer, like over my family, over my finances, and also a prayer to bring myself back closer to God again.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you for Sister Nasia. You know her heart, her mind, and her body. We ask that you would touch her in a mighty way. Touch her children. Let them be blessed all the days of her life. Touch her family and her finances, Father God. Show her the way that you would have her to go. I ask that you would bless her husband in a mighty way. Touch him, Father God. Show him what it is that you would have him to do. Be with them all the days of their life. And grant them peace. And let your word go forth in their lives. They love you, Father God. Sometimes we just need to know, Father God, that you are there in our lives. We thank you right now, Father, and I ask that you will bless and bless and bless. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. As we get ready to close out, I want to remind you that it is your time and your season to choose right now. This is Pastor Dante Townsend. And you have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. God bless you. Until next time.
Listen. Some days are weary. Can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
There's only a test.
There's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think nothing's left.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why.
Hold on. God's on your side.